It's that time of year again, Dodie.
Well, it's too late for back to school. I know that's your favorite season, so what do you mean?
It's end of year, it's holiday season, it's cheer and festivity.
Okay. All right, I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, and it's time to think a little bit about the year that's been and choose our favorite moments from Discovery Matters over the last 12 months.
Yeah, we got an assignment to pick our favorite two episodes, and of course, I couldn't go fewer than four.
I know.
I just think it's hard.
I know, and I managed just two, but we're going to be brutal. We're going to do one.
Yeah.
Each.
Yeah.
And maybe another one. No. Okay, just one each. So but there was
really,
a lot.
Yeah, it really kind of pointed out also what good ideas maybe we can go chasing for 2022.
Yes, and we've got some real corkers lined up for 22, so stay tuned for those. We're going to be looking into a whole range of really interesting things such as red blood cells, the physics of structural biology, who knew that was a thing, in vitro models for drug testing, and so much more. So very, very exciting year ahead.
And we welcome ideas.
Of course, of course. So if
when
you have
go
ideas,
give us a rating. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea too.
Exactly. And can people email us?
They can.
Who do they email?
Dodie.axelson@cytiva.com.
Or you could
bring it on.
Email connor.mckechnie@cytiva.com. Good luck spelling that.
Yeah, because that's so easy to spell.
But Google and then you've got me. Okay.
Well, we're going to look back at 2022 for this episode.
Exactly. And that's really what matters today. So for those of you diehard fans out there who stick around to the end and don't skip to our credits, you'll know that Discovery Matters gained its very first podcast planning intern in 2021, the wonderful Bethany Grace Armit Brewster.
Indeed. So let's kick off this best of episode with Bethany and hear which episode stood out most for her.
I think my favourite episode, hands down, has to be The Old Biotech in the Sea. Just listening to Professor Lin, as she prefers to be known, talk about how her discovery of recombinant factor C has like changed the game when it comes to detecting endotoxins. It shows that biotech innovation has more than one objective. Of course, there's life-saving therapeutics, trying to help, you know, minimize infection and contamination from vaccines and therapeutics, but also that it can help limit the strain on the environment, because recombinant factor C prevented this huge swathes of horseshoe crabs being harvested from their blood for this testing of endotoxins. And even in the predecessor of that was the rabbit pyrogen test, which again used rabbit blood. So her discovery of recombinant factor C is far more advantageous, not just to the human population, but also to our environment. Our reliance on animal products within the industry is changing.
The RFC is very well received, extremely well received by various groups of people. Firstly, of course, conservationists, they want to ensure that the horseshoe crab will not die off. Secondly, and very importantly, the biomedical sector, the industry. I think Eli Lilly has over 5 years explored the use of RFC. They have tested 60,000 samples using RFC, and in direct comparison of these 60,000 samples, RFC on one hand and Lal on the other hand, direct comparison, and found that the RFC was efficacious in detecting endotoxin, if not more specific, and does not suffer from false positives.
Big thanks to Bethany for all her support through the year. It's been fantastic, and you know, next year is going to be great. So we're also happy to welcome back our podcast editor and sound designer, Thomas Henley.
Yay,
from
Thomas.
Banda Productions. It's great to have him back, and a father as well now. So he's back into the mix at the end of this year.
And here he is talking about his favorite Discovery Matters episode of 2021.
For me, the best episode of 2021 is a recent one. Episode 44, in fact, Insects as biotech engines. I love hearing how giddy Connor gets when he talks about the little things that he is so passionate about, be it mushrooms or seaweed, or indeed insects. And the fact that this episode touched upon not just insect pupa and proteins, but stuff that really matters to us now, like vaccines and sustainability. For that reason, this episode is right up there for me.
This is so insanely sci-fi. Now I understand why you were jumping up and down to tell me all about this. Robots inoculating insect pupae for the production of recombinant proteins in these teeny tiny bioreactors.
It's just so super cool. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like a mashup of The Matrix and Blade Runner 2047 and Alien all in one. But without like the horrible dystopia bit.
So what about Dylan? Is she using pupae as well for the fats?
Not quite, but it does rely on the juvenile phase of the insect, a worm or larvae phase that grow from pupa into adults. And it's in the larval phase where they have the highest content of fat because, well, they're just like little eating machines, nyom, 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 accumulating energy for, you know, metamorphosis.
And now we're into the very hungry caterpillar, everybody's
favorite childhood. I know, back to my six-year-old, okay?
Exactly. And why are they so good at making fats?
To make a fair comparison, in milk fat, we have 4% of fat in weight basis, and in wet basis, we have 12% of fat in insects. So it's at least threefold more the amount of fat in the insects. Similar to what we have in seeds.
So Thomas is right. That was a cracking episode. But, you know, let's hear...
Your favorite, Connor.
I know, because it's all about me, isn't it? So way back at the beginning of the year...
Is it about the microbiome?
No.
Is it about quantum physics?
Not quite. It's fungus. So back at the beginning of the year, we had a great chance to speak to a couple of people who are deeply embedded in the magical world of fungi. We spoke to Claire Benko, who is an amateur mycologist and works at the Sussex Biodiversity Record Centre in the UK, and of course Merlin Sheldrake, and now a best-selling author.
Let's have a listen.
Let's hear what they said.
I can entirely believe that this hugely understudied kingdom of organisms does all sorts of interesting, useful stuff, which can benefit people. I think kind of understanding the extent to which that can be applied to human existence is probably still in its fairly early stages, but I think it's a symptom of the fact that they've been so understudied for so long that it is this vast and exciting field that has so much promise. I can see why people get super excited about what fungi can do.
About 500 million years ago, before plants had moved onto land, or the ancestors of plants had moved onto land, and these algal ancestors of plants were living in fresh waters in lakes and rivers, and washing up onto these muddy shores, but unable to make a life in the open air where it was scorched and desolate and hot and seared with radiation.
I remember that episode, and I remember listening to the music that was made by the fungi. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It was the electrical signals as the fungus grew. The oyster mushroom grew and ate Merlin's book. I mean, it was meta. It was fantastic.
That's right. All right, should we talk about my favorite
episode
now?
Yes, let's talk about yours. Yeah.
So we talked with Dr. Joan Reed, who founded the Bioscience Careers Program.
This was marvelous.
Oh, yeah. She was...
real inspiration, wasn't
absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. And we talked about the issue of needing to bring more inclusion and diversity into the sciences. But it was one of those conversations where you meet a stranger who is a friend. And she was so open and generous with her story and with herself. I loved when she said this in particular. Let's listen.
When we talk about the underrepresentation of certain groups in the sciences, and here you might think of them as STEM, the technology, the engineering, the mathematics, really across the board, the fields of biomedical sciences, which is what BSCP is about, it is not new. And as we see these demographic shifts in our country, that disparity in terms of representation is only going to grow if we don't address it. So if we looked at, say, children under 18 today in our country, where 36% are students of color, Black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, et cetera, if we look out towards 2060, we're looking at 64% being students of color. So when we start to talk about who are going to be the nurses and the doctors and the dentists, who are going to be the researchers and the technicians and the engineers of tomorrow, we're going to increasingly be drawn from these youths of color. You know, I get lots of people sort of saying, you know, would you be interested in going to this position for dean or president or these other kinds of things? I had someone go so far in one of these, and I said, no, I'm not really interested. I like what I'm doing now. Could I just put your name in? Because I need some Black names here. When you're a person of color, that is not an unusual type of thing. People aren't always bold enough to say it. So for me, do I take it seriously that somebody is really looking for diversity or going to give me an opportunity in the position? No. What you want is to have my picture there or my name there. All this stuff is playing through for kids. And then they look at our organizations and they say, wait a minute, there's nobody else that looks like me. I don't know if that's the place I want to be.
And that's just an extraordinary insight and so important for us to realize that, you know, this is a journey and all of us in the industry and all of us as society as a whole, we've got a long way to go with this and we need to keep pushing.
Yeah.
So to close this episode out and indeed the year, it might be time to draw back the curtain a little bit and show people another side to the podcast, another part of what makes this so much fun for us to do.
Right. So when you say draw back the curtain.
It's kind of the Wizard of Oz moment, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, goodness. Okay.
So if you remember this, I'm still wiping away the tears from this moment. Every time I listen back to it, I'm giggling again. During our recording of another great episode, I sort of lost it giggling.
And we hardly got through it?
And we had to record it I don't know how many times. It was hilarious. So here it is. Here's that very moment. A little blooper for you to show you that it's not all plain sailing and that we're not all polished professionals the whole time. In its total, naked, embarrassing entirety is the gift of me completely losing the plot.
That's right. And what we wish for you in this holiday season is the gift of colleagues who make you laugh hysterically. Thank you for listening to us through the year. Do let us know what your favorite episode has been. And here is to 2022. So that's been working for a while, but now we've decided this method isn't any good?
You know, it's not a bad method, but, like, you know, it has limitations. You've only got so much hip, right? So
yeah.
Eventually you're going to run out of hip.
Or maybe you should stop breaking your bones, but okay.
I can just see this guy. My legs are fine. My arms are fine. I've got a new bit of skull.
I just have
I'm
no
really
hip.
I'm really wobbly in the middle. My downward dog is f***. I can do a really bad downward dog.
You do a great headstand, but no downward dog.
Okay. Where were we? You got me snorting. Definitely do these on a Friday.
Right.
No, it's not a bad method, but it does have its limitations, because you've...
You don't want to run out of hip.
Excuse me. Can I borrow some hip? Okay. Not a bad method at all, but it does have its limitations because
you have to get rid of this lump.
mind. It's killing you. Wait.
Discovery Matters executive producer is Andrea Killen. It was produced with the help of Bethany Grace Armit Brewster. Editing, mixing, and music by Tom Henley and Banda Production. My name is Dodie Axelson.
And I'm Connor McKechnie. Rate us where you get your podcasts.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.